Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Joost scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Pesky moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Juiced strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock is hit by the pitch. Philly moves to second. Skeeter Kell pinch runs for Billy Hitchcock. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Kell now playing second base. Pete Suter now playing third base. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Juiced bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Astroth moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib juggles the ball. That's an error on Scheib. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerniel. The throw from Ginsburg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Zerniel scores. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Philly reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Philly moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Kell moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth bunts for an out with unknown description. Kell moves to third. Suter moves to second. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Suter scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Ken Johnson now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Suter reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth strikes out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-4 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Lenhart moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.